הבוכה מכל לוק.
Baruch Hashem, this is the value. We've had good weather this Sukkos, but if it does start raining, then obviously the person's going to close the roof. If the person closes the roof, the shaila is it still kedai to stay in the Sukkos, or is now might as well just move back into your house? In the Maaseh Bezdin, there's two main issues which are involved with it. The first one would be it's tarif schach possible and schach kosher. That's a psul which the Gemara's Mavu on Daf Yodam and Aleph, Yodam and Vase in Sukkah, which is Machlekes to Rishonim to how to tie off exactly, which, there's a Shetas Tosavus over there, which Tosavus speaks out. The psul over there is only if you need to have the Schach Possel to make your Sukkah into Tzilasim Rav Chamasa, to be Mashlim the Tzeil, only if you need the Sukkah to make it, only if you need the Schach Possel to make it more Tzeil than Chamo, that's when the Sukkah is Possel. Which comes out then that if lo yitzuya, I've got a sukkah ready which is completely covered with schach kosher, and on top of that I put a bit of schach basil, then that won't be a problem at all. That's Tosfos. Then there's the Shedus Haran, Haran, a few other Rishonim as well. They hold that the psul of mitzvah schach basil and schach kosher is even if I've got a full sukkah of schach kosher. But if I put schach posel on top of it, then because now be'etzem what's blocking out the sun is not anymore the schach kosher, it's be'etzem the schach posel which blocks out the sun. Melo, so I don't need my schach kosher anymore. And so it was only the schach kosher is bottle, or exactly how you look at it, but it's kilo command the lesser. And melo, what's making my schach over here in the sukkah is schach posel. So melo, that's right, it's a psul of mitzvah schach posel and schach kosher. And that will be even if the sukkah is already kosher without the schach posel. That's the first psul which that you have to handle with. Besides for that, there's another psul which that's the Gemara Dashans on Daf Yud, the Gemara on Daf Tesam and Beis. And one of their Dashans are the posel, it says in the posel sukkah is, but it says sukkah is without a vav. So it's mashma sukkah, one sukkah. Which one makes a rush from that sukkah has to be made out of one roof, not two roofs. Maybe you can't have two levels of schach. And that would be even if the second level of schach is be'etzem schach kosher. But still, you've got a psul of two sukkahs. It means if I build one sukkah on top of another sukkah, and it's two levels of schach kosher, you'll have a psul of sukkah tachas sukkah. Now, as the Mishnah on Daf Tes speaks out over there, that someone who makes a sukkah under a tree, the Mishnah says ki ilu asar b'seich habayis, which is a way of saying that it's possible. It's as if you made it inside the house, so it's possible. Which the shayla is, right? So the Gemara asks on this: Why did the Mishnah have to say this refani loshon ki ilu asar b'seich habayis? Why can't the Mishnah just say solo? It's possible. What's the vote of b'seich habayis? From that, the Gemara goes on to mazbeh that Rabbah uses this funny loshon to make a din, to bring out a din of it, that the psul of making a sukkah tachas ilon is only if the ilon is like a bais. But I know that the ilon is a tree which is tzilosim rom chamosim, which is a full roof on its own. But if the ilon is chamosim rom tzilosim, so it comes out the ilon is only it's a small tzil, it's not a roof betim on its own. And mela, so the sukkah will be a kosher sukkah. And that's why the Mishnah says, Kira Sabah Zecha Bais. Only if it's not Mishdum Yod Bais, that it's a proper roof on its own, then that's when the Schach Posel makes a problem to pass all the Schach Kosher underneath it. Now, on that, the Gemara asks that, very nice, the Schach Posel is not like a Bais, it's only Chamasim. It's a small amount, it's not making a shade on its own. But the Maisa, at the end of the day, you're being with Star of Schach Posel and Schach Kosher. You're mixing together Schach Posel together with Schach Kosher. Which, well, that's a Hagen after so the two Rishonim will each gonna learn according to how they learn Pshat, they're gonna learn what the Gemara means to ask of it. Yeah, according to Tosfos it'll mean that because the Gemara understands the Mishnah is talking about such a case where you need the Schach Posel to be mashed in the roof to make it into a full roof. And according to the Ran, so it's even if you don't need the Schach Posel, But the Gemara is asking that at the end of the day, because I've got Sach Basel on top of it, even if the Sach Basel is not considered the roof on its own, because the Sach Basel is only Chamas and Roman Tzelasoi, Afilachi, it's going to be possible. So now the Gemara gives a teretz, the Gemara says, Amar Papa v'shechavta. The Gemara says that means that we're talking about where you mixed in the Sach Kasha, you mixed in the Sach Basel into the Sach Kasha, means you brought the tree down, mixed it into the schach, and Melo. So now that the schach is chamosim, remember tilosoi, the ilon is chamosim, remember tilosoi. So the ilon is the schach posel is not really a roof on its own; it's a shvacher tail. Melo, so it's bottle inside the in the roof because you mixed it in. It's not nicker, so it's commander less or whatever. It's bottle. Now. It comes out though that what the Gemara is saying is that if it's not Dumi device, if it's Chamosim Rumi Mitzilosei, so then if the Sach Posel is Chamosim Rumi Mitzilosei, then Taka the Sukkah will be kosher if you mix it in and you mevatel it. But that means basically what the Gemara is saying is that this Mishnah now is talking about a case where you mixed it in, and what the Mishnah is saying is that when it's Chamosim Rumi Mitzilosei, it's kosher. It's mashma that when it's Tzilosei Rumi Chamosim, when the Sach Posel is a proper roof on its own, it's a full roof. It's a roof of more shade than sun. Then comes out that the schach, the schach kosher, even though Be'etzim the schach kosher has the ability to be mevatel the schach posel, because there's more schach kosher than schach posel. But afelachi, if the schach posel is also considered a roof on its own because it's domi devayis, it's a tzilasim rom chamasoi, it's bottle and it's not bottle. And it's going to be a problem that's the question. So it might state though that even though you got a place where Be'etzim, the Schach Posel of his bottle, Afilachi, it's going to make a problem. The question is why? L'chayra, you've got, L'chayra, it's bottle, very nice, it's on its own, Be'etzim, it would be considered a roof on its own, because it's Silosim Rum Kamasi. Why is it not a bottle? Yeah. Kipshutai pshat in the mission over here would be lechera psol of sukkah tachas sukkah. The hemshach of the mission carries on. Sukkah al gabi sukkah al yonik shir v'atachtenu psolah. The Gemara is machlokes about it. The mission seems to be talking about a case of psol of sukkah tachas sukkah. When we're speaking about when the ilan is tilosim rumim chamosli, the ilan is a roof on its own, and we're saying it's possible because it's tumi device, the chayro, the psul would be over here, sukkah tachasukkah. Also, the Gemara and Hemshach, the Gemara brings a rice of the Gemara brings that rice of sukkahs, the sukkah, velobis sukkah tachasukkah, velobis sukkah tachasilon. This is the Gemara dash, and you're not allowed to have two roofs, which is Pasha's going on this Mishnah. And also Rashi in the Mishnah as well. And Rashi, so when Rashi, when the Mishnah says that Dois to cause tachas inon kiras abas echabai, so Rashi says, "Upsola kidatani bebrayse bagemor." Which, when Rashi says brayse gemor, lechayra Rashi is referring to the brayse of sukachas, not v'leish desu. This means not making a sukkah tachas two roofs. The pshat Mishnah will be upsola sukkah tachas sukkah, but that doesn't answer because the ma'aser it should still be bottle, because at the end of the day, the schach kosher is more than the schach posel. Besides that, Betzin. Lechir is very shver. The Gemara later on says that the Gemara asks, "Kama yehi bin sukkah l'sukkah?" Which means the Gemara is asking, "This psul of sukkah tachas sukkah. Avad if I make it, this psul of sukkah tachas sukkah is even for schach kosher. If as long as it's two roofs, then you got psul of sukkah tachas sukkah." Which the Gemara asks, "So if I put down the schach on my roof, then avad you're not going to say it's if I consider it two roofs. Why? Because it's all together. It's one roof." No, if I split up the schach a bit, now it's considered two sukkahs. I made the bottom sukkahs possible. The Gemara asks, how much do you have to split up the two roofs in order for the bottom sukkah to become possible? Which another Gemara brings a few days. But my so the way we pass in, which is Brudan Shulchan Aruch, is like Shmuel, which says as v'yod tvachim. If the bottom schach is so, there's a sukkah, and then you, from the top from that schach you make a space of 10 tvachim. And you put another, even a kosher stack on top, then that's a sukkah tachasukkah, and the sukkah is possible. Which now, we go back to the Mishnah which we're speaking about, this ilan which is kila sabas echavais, which the Gemara said is talking about chavtan, and afil hachi, you've mixed it in, and afil hachi, then the Gemara says it would be possible if the if the schach posel is a roof on its own, silas and rochamaz, which came up from the Gemara, that would tell my case where he makes din. And lechayra, as I said, kipshot, the pshat in the Mishnah would be sukkah tachasukkah. But how could there be a psal of sukkah tachasukkah if the psal of sukkah tachasukkah is only if the two roofs are split up? Yeah. So here, on the aspect, I'm going to go to a different kasha first, a different problem. Well, I mentioned the brayse which says the psal of sukkah tachasukkah. The brayse goes like this: Tana bon besukkah steishu, vole besukkah shetachas asukkah, vole besukkah shetachas ilon, vole besukkah shebesoich habayis. Which means that brayse is quite clear. We're dashing a psal of sukkah tachasukkah for two roofs. Whether the second roof is a schach kosher, whether it's a schach, whether it's ilon, whether it's a bais. If there's two roofs to your sukkah, so then it's possible. Which, again, and the Shmuel later on the Afiyodam Aleph, he says that the psal of sukkah tachasukkah is only if the two roofs are a distance of 10 tvachim. Now, that's a most pshat in 10 tvachim. Why does that have to be considered 10? Why does that have to be a 10 tvachim apart to be considered two roofs? So that's the way the Rishonim are masbir over here is pshat is because it has to be a sukkah tachasukkah. It has to be two sukkahs. It has to be that you've got one sukkah and then you've got another sukkah on top of that. The only way of having two sukkahs is if you've got the shir hechsher sukkah, the minimum size of a sukkah. And the minimum size is 10 tvachim. Mela, so if you want to have another sukkah on top of the top sukkah, so it has to be there's a space of 10 tvachim between the two roofs. Now, the Achronim Taki take it step weiter. The Shrat Zin Taki brings from the Bikuri Yaakov, I think it is, and Magen Avraham. What they want to say, that not only do the two roofs have to be 10 tvachim apart to be considered the sukkah tachasukkah, but it even has to be that the top sukkah has got tfanus to it, has to have this, the top sukkah has got wool to it, and the top sukkah has to have shehechsher sukkah. The Magen Avraham, I think, is mistaken in this, but the Bukhiyakov Taki says that this is halacha, which means that because we mamash have to have a sukkah tachasukkah, it has to be two sukkahs. If it's not two sukkahs, then there's no psul. You can have the top sukkah on top of yours, and it won't make a problem if it doesn't have tfanus or doesn't have a shehechsher sukkah. Which then clearly is shver that if we mamash need to have two sukkahs, then how bichlal is it shaykh to have a psul of sukkah tachas sukkah when it comes to ilon or a bais? Ilon is a posul of schach, bais as well is a posul of schach. So how can you have a psul of sukkah tachas sukkah on such a thing? Sukkah tachas sukkah has to be a sukkah tachas sukkah, two sukkahs. Which here, Daphne Zogan, and the Pnei Shua Taka brings as a pshat. The Pnei Shua Taka takes on like this, even without this kasha, but Taka says that when this price of here darshans, besukah stesh, besukah shetachas asukah, besukah shetachas elam, besukah shebesech habayis, it's Taka not all one drosha, it's two different droshas. There's a drosha of besukah shetachas asukah, and which that the Gemara on Daf Yod asks that can we have a sukkah the sukkah, which this drasha is talking about making a kosher sukkah over another kosher sukkah, two roofs, and then I think Gemara asks how much space it has to be between the two of them, and then you go to the Shmuel which holds it, your mamash has to be a sukkah tachas sukkah. Now besides for that, the Pnei Shua learns that there's another drasha in the Gemara over here. The pasuk says, it doesn't say only one sukkah, the pasuk says a few times sukkahs. Which the Pnei Shua learns that the Gemara is takedashening a separate sukkah. Another time the Pasuk says sukkahs for a new drosha. Another drosha. That you're not allowed to make a sukkah underneath an ilon or underneath a bias. Which on that takedah, the Pnei Shua himself speaks out that could very well be that for this, you takedah don't need that it should be separate. Could be that even if the ilon is on top of the kosher sukkah, direct on top, it would still be possible because this whole Gemara of Kama Hebim Sukkah Sukkah was only said for Schach Kosher, but for Elon, it could be possible even without the space. Melech, according to this, then we can start seeing a Pshat in the first Pshat in the Brayse. When the Brayse says, V'lebi Sukkah Shetachas Elon, you need to have a Kosher Sukkah. So the answer is that no. You don't, not for Elon. Elon is a different Rosh. Now with this, you can start seeing pshat also in the Mishnah of sukkah shetachas ilon, which But that was what I was asking before, that the Gemara over there says that the Mishnah is talking about a case where you mixed in, you mevatel it. Now, if you mevatel it, so then what the Gemara is saying is that if the sukkah is chamosim rumim tzilosoi, if they're not the sukkah, the schach posel is chamosim rumim tzilosoi, the schach posel isn't really a roof on its own, then it's bottle inside the kosher sach, which is a sach, which is a kosher sach. I mean, the sukkah is kosher. Which we asked before was then that huadin, if the schach posel is tilosim rumim chamosoi, because even if the schach posel is considered a roof on its own, the it should be bottled inside a kosher schach, which is chamosoi rumim tilosoi, which is tilosim rumim chamosoi. Kosher schach is also a good sukkah. Is the fidus? I said, look, if you're chatting the mission, sukkah tachas sukkah, but we're talking about what you mixed in, so how can I have a pesul sukkah tachas sukkah? So now the answer will be like what we're saying now, that avada, you can have a pesul sukkah tachas sukkah when it comes to a ilon, even without it being separate. Even by mixing in, there's still a pesul of sukkah tachas sukkah, because you don't need separate for sukkah tachas sukkah. No, but the problem still is, the schach posel, the chir is bottle in the schach kosher. See, I want to save a pshat which I heard from Rabbi Saul Rakov in Dini Bittel. He got two pieces of shuman and he got a piece of chelev, which means that you can't eat the chelev, you can eat the shuman. So now over here, let me say there's one piece of chelev, two pieces of shuman. So mele, the piece of chelev is bottle beruv. The way he wants to be mazbib, the way the bittel of berov works, so the pshat is that not that the piece of chelev is now becomes a piece of shuman. Avad, the piece of chelev still stays a piece of chelev. It's still be'etzem chelev. Now, of us over here, the chelev gets a din that it's mutter to eat, which means you got a piece of chelev over here which has got a din that it's allowed to be eaten. Avad, it still stays a piece of chelev. Yeah, in Mela, we can say as well by schach. By the case of where we've got more schach, we've got a schach posel, which is tilosim rumim chamosoi, it's a roof on its own. A filahachi, you can say that it'll still become posel. A filahachi can still say the sukkah will be posel, I did a schach posel. It's mixed in and it's bottle, and you got to, also the schach kosher is also tilosim rumim chamosoi. So why should this schach posel make a difference? So, pshat is because you're right that betzim over here, the ilon, which is mixed in, avada, it's bad some bottle. So let's say taka, you're right. It gets a din of schach kosher. The ilon over here is taka, even though it's mechuba, bad some chuba is possible as schach. But over here, that it's mixed in, the ilon is taka kosher as schach. Now, of us, the sukkah will still be possible, because at the end of the day, the schach possible. Yeah, you're right. In the chlami, it's got a din of schach kosher. But the din of sukkah taka sukkah was said even for schach kosher. So, and the din of bittel is not going to change the matzias. At the end of the day, this is a schach which is something which is not mechuba, a schach which is chopped off. And besides that, there's another schach over here, which is a schach which is mechuba. Two separate types of schach. Mele, you got a psalm, sukkah tachas sukkah. It doesn't help the fact that you're giving it a din that it's kosher. Yeah, you're right, it's got a din of kosher. But at the end of the day, it's still two roofs. And two roofs passes the sukkah. Mele, we can talk here, the psalm in the Mishnah is the psalm of sukkah tachas sukkah. Is the fidus betzim. We want to speak about the case of the person which closed his roof. Person which closed his roof on sukkahs. He wants to know whether he should move into his house. So then, first of all, we speak about the psal of mitzvah, schach posel, and schach kosher. But here you got the machlokes ran and tosfos exactly what pshat mitzvah is. Whether mitzvah is stam when you need the schach posel, or even if you don't need the schach posel. But I feel like you got psal of mitzvah because it's being mevatel what's underneath it. But the ma'aser. So if you say the Ran that holds that the schach posel is mevatel what's underneath it, so then if you close your roof, which the is schach posel, then the chir is nothing to talk about. The schach underneath becomes bottle, the chir it's schach posel, and that's it. The sukkah is no good. But if you say like Tosus, then be'etzim before this shtigl teri, the chir we could have said after that. Hayos, that the sukkah is betzim, the kosher sukkah on its own. I don't need the roof to make my sukkah shade on its own. The sukkah is a kosher sukkah already anyway. So why should the sukkah become possible? We can close the roof. But if you're always saying now, then by closing the roof, even if your roof is right on top of the schach, But that'd be a psula of sukkah tachas sukkah. That'd be the psula of what we're saying in the Mishnah here. Taki was a mice attack this year of a person built his sukkah, and then he realized there was a crane that was over his sukkah. So he wanted to know whether it'd be possible. First of all, it depends which side of the crane it is. If it's the side which is just the long piece of metal, that's Hamasim Rav Metilot. So that could depend on the machlokas of Ran and Tezus, because this is not going to be considered as two roofs if it's over the sukkah, because a roof which is just mostly sun is not considered a roof. So the only psul would be the psul of Mitzav Sach Fosan and Sach Kosher. And that would be machlokas. That machlik is Ran and Tosfos. According to Tosfos, I've already got kosher sukkah anyway, so I don't need the schach basil on top. So, the sukkah will be kosher. According to the Ran, the schach basil on top is mevatel, the schach kosher underneath, so could be you'll end up with a problem. If it's the other side of the crane, if the back of the crane has got the big block of brick or whatever it is to keep the weight equal. So if it's that side lechir is tzilosim rabbi chamasoy. So then according to what I'm saying over here, it doesn't depend at all on Tosfos and the Ran. L'chero, it will zecher be possible because you've got two roofs. Yeah.